got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Back for the first time after a month off, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you remember how to push those buttons. So,
as I
well
said,
done.
Because I knew you were taking over while I was away. It's not hard. It's not even that hard.
No.
It's not hard.
Do you know what? Yeah, I realise that your job isn't that hard.
I'm cruising. I'm coasting. how are you, Jess, before we get into what I've been up to for the last 4 weeks?
Oh, I feel like you've had a more exciting 4 weeks than I have.
Well, yeah, like my wife did have a baby boy on the 31st of July.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Monday, so it was a very weird day because she had a planned C-section. So in the morning, we went to the beach, went to Brimley with the dog, went for a bit of a walk, still
You're
had
like,
some time
this
to kill.
Time tomorrow.
Well, yeah, well, not even that. It was still like, went to Westfield, went for a bit of a shop, and then because my wife wasn't allowed to eat, so I was just like, oh, well, I'll have something small so I don't rub it in your face. Like,
yeah.
Had some chips, went, had a baby. Very, very bizarre. Happened very quickly. A little baby boy named Jack. Mm-hmm. Healthy, happy baby. So
Jack
we're really
Bulch.
Lucky.
Sounds like he's going to be like part of the press. Jack Bulch. Reporting live.
Well, technically, Tim Bulch right now is reporting live.
That's
on
so
his
true.
Radio
so
show,
true.
So I understand.
Following
that.
In dad's footsteps already.
But I'm really like, I work here, gave me a month off. Unpaid, but a month off regardless. So, and just getting to, I always heard about the baby bubble.
Yes.
Still don't, I don't know if I necessarily feel like that we were in a baby bubble. My wife, Jess, did an incredible job. She's an absolute machine. Mm-hmm. So proud of her.
I think the both of you have done really well.
Oh, it's just so new. And there's nothing that I have done in life beforehand that compares to the last 4 weeks. Especially that the first week was really full on. Really, really full on. Just questioning everything about your durability and your integrity as a person going, wow, this is... all day, forever.
Can I say, we've known each other coming up, just over 7 years
over
now.
Over 7 years now.
And I've seen you cry maybe 3 times in that 7 years.
I keep it at home.
I feel like I experienced just so much. You're tearing up right now.
No, I'm not.
Timmy.
I'm not good. No, it's just, it is, we felt so supported by our friends, like including yourself and our family, like. Mm-hmm. Everyone came over and really helped out, and that was really, really special. And then, like, just getting to kind of figure out yourself and your partner as a new parent is a lot.
Yeah.
In a good way and in a terrifying way. I said to you, I think you met Jack a week after he was born. I said to you, it's a love for me initially, and this is being very honest, it was a love by terror.
Yeah.
I was terrified something wrong was going to happen, and I was like, I just need to protect this little boy. And this word might sound a little bit insensitive, this little useless thing.
Well, yeah, they are.
Because they're just so little.
I was terrified to even hold your child. I didn't know how you were doing it because...
You just do it.
It's pretty incredible. And he is a beautiful little boy.
He's a cute little bug.
Yeah.
As I was saying, we call him Bug because he looks like a little bug instead of a little baby. But Jack is the government name that we have gone through the paperwork.
I did get to see him a little bit milk drunk over the weekend as well, which is my new favourite thing.
I hadn't really had much experience with newborn babies before. I think the oldest baby I'd ever met was maybe 6 or 7 weeks.
Sure.
So, yeah, just all these new things and you always hear about it and everyone always says you don't know what it's like until it's happening. Well, the good stuff and the bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're right, it's super bizarre but in the best way.
Yeah.
And so, like, even today being the first day back at work, I'm like... I haven't seen my son in like
oh my god
6 hours. How
are we going to play Cats in the Cradle up next? Or
no. So yeah, it's been a really great 4 weeks. Like feeling just accepting what you don't know is the main thing. And if there are new parents out there, help is what I would ask. Actually, experienced parents
and first help. Father's Day coming up this weekend too.
I have a theory on this. Father's Day thing that's coming up this Sunday. I'll talk about it later in the week because I think I missed the cutoff for Father's Day.
Are you serious?
It's way too soon for me to have a Father's Day.
You have a child. It's Father's Day.
He's a month old. We'll get to it later in the week.
Okay.
But look, everything feeling really great. Thank you, Barwon Health. Incredible.
Yes.
They were superstars.
If you missed it, Tim, very healthy little Jack Bulch.
Yes, not Buggy Bulch. As much... as I am petitioning now to get back in touch with the government to see if we can change it, but no.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, yesterday was a big day on the calendar for redheads in the world. The annual Redhead Days Festival in the Netherlands happened yesterday.
The Netherlands?
The Netherlands is where they host it. Apparently, it started by accident, actually.
Four gingers walked into a bar and they thought, we should do this next year.
Well, this year they had about 5,000 people show up. But the first one was actually not so long ago. In 2005, a Dutch photographer put a call out for red-headed models.
Sure.
And he wanted 15 models with red hair, and 150 people showed up. And so they went, they literally said, yeah, this is great. We should do it again. Yeah,
someone started Tab.
So now it's grown into this huge multi-day festival where over 3 days they get together, they do painting classes, makeup classes,
gingerbread hair classes, baking.
All sorts of different. They do even do like speed mating and speed dating. So that
speed mating?
Yeah, so you can become friends with.
Oh, speed mating is, I mean, 9 out of 10 men. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's very normal. It's like what a rabbit does, speed mating.
So 5,000 people.
Jesus Christ. It's not how long it lasts, it's how it feels.
All right. 5,000 redheads showed up for this festival. And a lot of, can I read you one of the quotes from one of the redheads that attended? Because it's adorable.
Yeah.
I don't feel alone anymore.
Aw, Lingy. Come on, mate. You can talk to us, Lingy. From the Brekkie Show.
I feel together. A part of something, he said. Looking out over the festival grounds, being here, I feel complete.
Well, that's nice, Cameron. I think, could we get Lingy to host his own event in town?
Why shouldn't we have one?
Gingerfest.
He's the unofficial mayor of Geelong. We should have a redhead day in Geelong.
So obviously free admission if you have red hair. Now,
totally.
I've got brown hair, but I feel like men have this. I have this slight ginger tinge in my beard.
Maybe you get half price.
That's fair. That is very, very fair.
You're only half representing. Yeah. You get half price.
And I think Cameron Ling is a great ambassador for Gingerfest 2023.
I think we should pitch it. We should pitch it to Cameron.
From what I've heard, he's very cheap to get on board for these kind of things. So I think we'll put the purse aside.
Maybe he too will feel complete. Yeah. Seeing a room full
of
rangers.
Being a premiership winning captain, it's not enough for him. Let's give Lingy his day. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
When life gets busy, right? We like to come up with shortcuts.
Sure.
Now, would you say out of yourself or myself, who's better at shortcuts in life?
I think I'm better at shortcuts.
Why do you think you're better at shortcuts? I know this is the answer I wanted, but explain your work.
I guess I just enjoy taking the easy way.
That's the best way you could probably describe it.
I don't often get to take the easy way because usually I do things the hard way, but I like to take the easy way when it's an option for
that's
me.
That's the intention, not always necessarily the result. Okay, well, the concept of doing things on the go, so you clearly, whoever, if you're listening, like you might not have time to separately, individually do this one thing. Mm-hmm. So whether you're driving to work or you're walking or you're running, you're doing it mid-transit, right?
Sure.
I saw someone doing something on the go today when I was walking to work. And I've never seen anything like it.
Okay.
So getting ready to go to work is, if you're running late because of whatever reason, maybe it's kids or you've done time wrong or you've slept past your alarm, it's kind of like, I've got to eat breakfast while I'm on the train, or I've got to do it in the car, I've got to do whatever.
I haven't got time for a fool's in a box, I'll get a go bucket.
Yeah. I saw someone today on my walk to work down Little Mallop Street straightening their hair.
How?
A little portable straightener.
That's amazing.
I didn't know they made them. Because I was like, what is this? This person was walking maybe 20 meters in front of me, this young girl, and she just kept playing with her hair. And I was like, maybe that's a hairbrush. And then as I quickened my step to kind of investigate what this was, I realized
sprinting up on this woman.
It was a portable hair straightener. And she was on the go straightening her hair quick as a whip.
See, I've always admired girls that can style their hair. Like, I wash it and I dry it. That's
right.
About as much styling as it gets.
Because sometimes I feel like maybe potentially if you're stuck on the highway now or you're stuck in traffic, sometimes you look over and someone might be doing their makeup in the car on the way to work. Or
mascara
they might be,
in the mirror.
They might be, you know, they have a little thing of toast that they're sitting at the lights and they're smashing their toast. But never have I ever seen someone straightening their hair on the go. And I know, like... Now, I feel like this isn't, like, I know this about you and it's something that I just, speaking of getting ready and things, you've got a class coming up about getting ready for certain things.
A class?
You're going with my wife.
Oh, yeah, we're going to a makeup class together. Why is that funny?
YouTube exists, mate. How do you think every girl under the age of 25 knows how to do makeup?
Okay, yeah. YouTube. I can watch YouTube, which I have, and I look like a clown at the end of it. So we are going to a makeup class to sit and make sure we can get it right.
Because do you think you have the ability to multitask? Could you walk and put on makeup? Or
absolutely not.
What is the one, like say if it is kind of something similar to straightening your hair, what is the one thing you could walk and do?
TikTok.
Oh, so and go on your phone. All right. Because this mystery girl who was straightening her hair with a portable hair straightener, which I didn't know existed.
When you were sprinting up at her, you should have handed her a medal. That is an achievement.
Well, I realized I was probably a bit too close when I started feeling the heat. And I thought, you know what? Maybe it's time to back off.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, it's my first day back after 4 weeks off for paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I Jack, who filled in for me, big thanks to Jack. Haven't mentioned that yet so far.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Jack from Jan Jack, Triple J as we like to call him, the only Triple J on radio. He's a very skilled man. Very ambiguous is what I would say. How was your 4 weeks with Jack? Have you done like a press release on your findings?
Do I need to do a press release? Like an after match kind of wrap up?
Yeah, like a coach in a press conference.
He did really well. I enjoyed coming into the office and he was just like playing the guitar a lot.
Do you want me to?
If you could whip out the guitar whenever I'm around,
thank
that would be really
nice. Thank you for saying guitar at the end of whip out. And look, I tell you what, there are things that you yearn for when you're not at work. So maybe it's a small thing, oh, I really miss going in and the crappy coffee machine that we've got in the office. Or Steve-O, he always pretends to trip me when I get on site. It's just these small things. Now, the thing that I missed is something that I've never experienced. And Jess, I hate to put this bluntly, but I want my turn.
What did I do?
You haven't done anything. It's what we're about to do.
Oh, no!
Guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
We'll guess your dog.
I promised Jack we would never play this again.
I heard... This is one of the few things I heard. What? Okay, so I understand guess your dog.
Yeah.
We're going to get people to call up.
Yes.
We have...
three questions.
So this is the guessing game.
But with dogs. We played the guessing game the first week and Jack liked it so much.
Right.
That he decided we would play it every single week.
But
and we did.
Guess your dog specifically.
Yeah, specifically.
I want to play. I think this is the most
We're
going
to get a call from Jack's lawyers. He specifically said I wasn't allowed to have this game.
5223295 Give us a call. If you want to play Guess Your Dog, for the first person to call through, we do have a double pass to the Sporting Globes Comedy Night with Dave O'Neill this Thursday, the 31st of August. But Jess and I, we have three questions to guess your dog.
I should have deleted that opener. Should have.
What I like about Guess Your Dog is that I feel like the question, because we can't just be like, oh, what's the breed? That's not fair.
No.
What I like is that you can, there's the questions so specific. To dog-related answers.
Okay, so you and Jack are the same person, is what I'm learning.
5223295 It's back for one time only. Without Jack, it is Guess Your Dog. Melissa from Kerr Lewis has given us a call. Good afternoon, Melissa. I'm very excited to try and guess your dog today. And from what I understand, you've recently acquired this puppy.
Yes, I couldn't play this game when it first came out, but I can now, so
hey,
here I am.
Hey, Melissa, right. Welcome.
So
welcome to the show.
We've got three questions, and because you're the first person that's called up, we do have a prize for you, so stick around for that. Melissa, when your dog is fully grown, would it hurt for it to sit on your lap?
Oh, good.
No.
Okay. Melissa, what is your dog's name?
Lani.
Okay. Melissa, if you were to take your dog to a specific dog park, You know how there's the section where it's like small dogs or large dogs? What section would you go to?
Either.
Right. Either. Middle of the line dog.
Okay. Sit tight, Melissa. Give us a second. I feel like Lani is like a very, it's like a cutesy name. Like, I don't think it's going to be like
Nah, Lani's like a working dog.
You think so?
I think Lani's like a little blue healer or something.
Okay. Well, notoriously, I was very terrible at this game, Tim. So I'm going to lean on you for this.
Melissa, do you have a blue healer?
No, I do not.
What do you have?
I have a Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle?
I told you it was a cutesy dog. I told you.
It is a cutesy dog. Very cutesy little Lani. That's a love. How old's little Lani?
5 months now.
Aww, adorable. Cute. Well, Melissa, you do have a double pass to the Sporting Globes comedy night this Thursday with Dave O'Neill. So thank you very much for giving us a call.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You can, of course, still buy your tickets at the Sporting Globe or online, but more chances to win with us throughout the week.
Okay. Caleb from Thompson's also called through to play Guess Your Dog. Caleb, great to speak to you, mate. Always
big fan. Yeah, too. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Now, Caleb, you said to Jess on the phone that we should remember the name of your dog before we get into the
questions. I think I've mentioned the breed as well.
Oh, God.
Gee whiskers, Caleb.
You have a lot of faith in us, Caleb. Oh, he's getting
arrested.
Okay. Okay.
Are you currently getting arrested, Caleb?
That's not a question.
That's not a question.
No,
not a question.
No, okay, just call away the troll.
Caleb, have you got a crossbreed dog?
No.
Okay. Caleb, when you take your dog to the dog wash, is it easy for you to pick your dog up to put it in that little bathtub thing that you see at the dog wash places? Or would you need some assistance because if it's a bigger dog?
He gets up by himself.
Oh, brag.
Okay. Caleb?
Yes?
Do you often get a lot of fur on the couch or not a lot of fur happening falling around your house?
Good molting question.
It breeds in our house.
Okay.
Yeah, heaps of hair.
Heaps of hair. Oh, okay. That opens it up. Caleb, okay. Stay there for a second. This could be like my dog. She's a couple of colours. The house is hair.
Yeah. I feel, well, not a mixed breed.
Could be a golden retriever or a lab is something that I'm feeling.
I was vibing just like straight up border collie.
Yeah, all right. Let's go. It's, hey, sister. Caleb, have you got a straight up border collie?
I don't.
Oh.
See, this is the fun of Guess Your Dog. Caleb, what do you got?
I've got a golden retriever.
Oh, no!
Well, you live close to the light. Now, why should we know the name of your dog and that it's a golden retriever?
I have mentioned it before. I think it's when we something about cats and weird names.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name's Percy.
It's a great name. It is still I know I remembered it. It is still a great name. Caleb, thank you very much for playing Guess Your Dog. Wow. Back next week. Guess Your Dog.
No, it's not.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, have you ever gotten ready for the gym and gone, just can't be bothered today. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I've had that energy since, I believe, the last Friday in January. Because I haven't been to the gym
since
the
last Friday in January.
I've had things on.
Okay.
You know, I had that meeting. You knew that meeting.
Yeah.
I had the doctor's appointment.
I think I had that same meeting as you.
I went to the physio. So, you know, between last Friday in January and now, yes, have I paid for a full gym membership? Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sometimes, yes, like you're saying.
You just don't feel like it. And so there is a new kind of trend sweeping the internet at the moment, started by a millennial named Hope Zuckerbrow. And she's called
Great
it...
name.
Yeah, she's called it cozy cardio.
Cozy cardio. So cozy, obviously, that's kind of like you're rugged up, you're on the couch, you're nice and comfy. Yep.
She
cardio,
said,
though.
Why put on these fluorescent, like skimpy gym outfits, go to the gym, lift heavy weights, be in pain, be like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Was skimpy one of the words she used?
Yeah, it was. when you could be all cozy and rugged up and just gentle with your cardio. And no, nothing has to be too hard. And it's just
if this
about
is walking
moving
in your Woody to the mailbox, Jess, I'm not sure that that's gym
Hope
exercises.
Zuckerbrow has become like growing a population on TikTok.
Hope Zuckerbrow sounds like Mark Zuckerberg's wish competitor CEO. Let's not act like that's not a normal name.
She said that she'll put these videos online in her like walking in her robe. She'll put her robe on, have a coffee in her hand, light a candle, and just gently stroll on her treadmill in her house. And she's calling it cozy cardio.
Cozy cardio.
And it honestly sounds delightful. She said sometimes she doesn't even feel like getting on the treadmill. Sometimes she'll just lie down, cover herself in a blanket, put the TV on, and just kind of gently do some exercises on the couch.
We've all cozy stretched cardio. On the couch watching the footy, you know? I wouldn't say it's cozy cardio.
It is cozy cardio, and now it's got a name. I don't have to ever go to the gym again.
Well, if it's got a name, we're all professional athletes because that's the most exercise I've ever done in my life. If we're calling that cozy cardio, I'm putting in hours a week, and I've been putting in hours for all of my life.
You are a pure athlete, Tim.
I don't know. I'm a little toot at the front here would argue differently.
Nah, you've got your dad bod. It's finally came
in. I had a dad bod before I was even 18. So let's not say that this is a new thing. But yeah,
maybe call up the gym and try and get a refund.
Nah, I'm going to sign on for another 12 months, I think. I reckon I'm going to go this week.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.